So it looks like they're hunting for money.
Right. I got the news release here from NASA in front of me, and that's exactly what they're saying. And of course, they're going to be looking for money. That's a given.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention something too, John. I get this newsletter from the Heritage Center for the Confederates, and the Southern Law Poverty Center, whatever it's called, Poverty Law Center, is targeting all Confederate names, street names, monuments, etc., around the South. And they're the ones who are funding the removal of these. And clearly, the message is that all of these Confederate guys fought over slavery. Well, let me tell you something. Johnny Reb never had a slave. You know, the people that fought in that war, it was over finance, it was over taxation, illegal taxation, and that's what it was all about. So it's clearly a banker effort to use this cover of the Civil War being so-called fought for slavery, which is a myth, and trying to remove all of these symbols, which basically was the last time anybody had any success in fighting the bankers.
Well, I agree, Jim. And what's put out in these public schools, indoctrination centers, is absolute fabrication. The War of Northern Aggression was, in fact, a war over taxes and the use of taxes, improper use of taxes, improper distribution of taxes. Slavery had nothing to do with the war getting started. And the Emancipation Proclamation did not free any slaves. And it did not free the slaves in the United States of America. If you read it carefully, I had to point this out to Mike Adams the other day, the health ranger. He wrote an article mentioning, it was not the main context of the article, but he mentioned slavery and the Civil War. And I pointed out to him the following: Missouri, Maryland, Delaware, and Kentucky were all members of the United States, never were members of the Confederate States, and they all had slavery until after the war ended, of all things. So clearly it was not about slavery, Jim.
No. Lincoln had slaves, you know, it's well known. And you know, so it was not at all about slavery. And the Emancipation was, if you read it carefully, was not about it. It made the black citizens for the generation where they were born in this country, slavery was not the issue.
No,
it was all about banking and taxation and the use of those funds for the wars of aggression of the North. In the South, people were saying, we're not going to pay for this. And that's what it was all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we just need to keep putting that information out there. That's why I play that little song there every show to help remind people about that.
I noticed that as the lead-in to this segment. Yeah. By the way, it's the Dixie Heritage newsletter that I was reading from.
Okay. Jim, thank you for the update. We appreciate it, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back with Tom Burrhill. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number, and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you scroll down to my homepage there at thelibertyman.com, you'll see a huge banner right in the middle there, Operation Classified. This is the gathering put together by John B. Wells, the Caravan to Midnight radio talk show host. This will be the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November in Dallas, Texas. I will be one of the speakers, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you folks there. It'll be a really fun event. And just put it on your calendar, Dallas, Texas, 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. If you want to have optimal health and well-being, if you are tired of being tired, want to wake up pain-free in the morning like I do, I use mine every night, get yourself an energy cleaner. What are you waiting for? Arthritis pain, it will most likely help. Back pain, joint pain, doesn't matter. The energy cleaner will most likely help. If it doesn't, there's a small percentage chance, about 2 or 3% based on the sales I've gotten, the returns I've gotten. If it doesn't, I offer to me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. It's a marvelous healing device. Not a TENS unit, not a Rife machine. It's a healing device. You can read up on it at my website. You can pick out the mattress pad you want at my website. Make your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. And you can send me a check. If you need to send a check or a money order, my address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Friday morning, first hour. We talk about emergency survival communications, and we're visiting with Tom Berryhill. If you have a question or comment about communications, give us a call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Tom, I have a friend. He's donating some CB equipment. I'm supposed to pick it up this evening, this afternoon. I'm not sure what all is there. I'm pretty sure it's a base station, an amplifier, and an antenna, and probably some coax. And I'll be talking to him briefly. I'm not 100% sure what he thinks we're going to be doing with it. Initially, he's wanting this available for the volunteer fire department in the area, which they already have their own equipment. They're not going to set up a second unit on their own. What I might end up doing is setting up, independent of the fire department, setting up a CB base station for future use, keeping in mind we would need mobile units and handheld units as well to have a backup source of communications in case something happened to the very nice, very sophisticated system they've got, in case it was taken out by EMP or some other something else took it out. But people need to understand what this equipment can do and what it can't do, don't they, Tom?
Well, yeah, that's very true, John. And, you know, the CB equipment, of course, the fire department or the police departments, they would never use that for their communications. But it is a good backup because it's inexpensive, readily available. There's a lot of it still floating around, although it's really fallen off in popularity because of cell phone usage and so on. Everybody has a phone nowadays, it seems like. So that's right. What they're using to communicate. But in the event of an outage, what are you going to do? And I was kind of chuckling as we were trying to connect at the beginning of your show with there was an outage right there. So what do you do? It's when those things happen, you have to have a backup. And a CB radio is really useful for those types of situations. But they have limited range unless, some people get on those things and talk quite a distance, but that always depends on the sunspot cycle activity, too. You know, which part of the sunspot cycle are we in? Sometimes they'll have ranges of worldwide, and at a minimum it might be just across town. So I think they are very handy, though, to have.
Absolutely, and it's always good to have a plan B. These emergency responders, police departments, sheriff's departments, fire departments, paramedics, these days almost all of them have state-of-the-art or very close to state-of-the-art equipment, really high-end stuff, and they typically don't have backups, do they, Tom?
Well, they do to some extent, but, John, the systems are incredibly complex. Here in our county, the 9/11 dispatch center is only about 8 miles from me, and a friend of mine was on the board of directors for that facility, and he took me on a private tour, and a nice lady that was in charge of everything, and she's on a panel at the state level for 9/11 systems, and so both of them took me on a tour, and I got to see all the equipment. It was very interesting. The funny thing was that when she found out that I was involved in ham radio, she goes, "Oh, we have a ham radio." I said, "Really?" And she says, "Yeah, for backup." I said, can you show me how that's set up?" She goes, "Well, let me get it." And she brought out a box from the storage room. She said, "We got it on a grant, but nobody knows how to hook it up." So I said, "I'll be glad to help you with that." It hasn't happened yet, but maybe in the near future we'll get that set up. But they're aware of the ham radio operators that are out there, and it could be a great asset to have in a trying time like that. John, I also want to mention before I forget and your show's over that, you know, 51 years ago today was the USS Liberty.
Oh, yes.
And
that's
right. We
shouldn't
forget that. I'll never forget that.
Well, I know you were a youngster monitoring some radio traffic at the time. I was at military intelligence school, training to become an intelligence analyst at U.S. Military Intelligence School in Baltimore. And I knew that the war was going to start 2 to 3 weeks before it started because of overhearing a conversation between two field-grade officers having breakfast while I was serving coffee in the officer's mess 2 to 3 weeks before the event. And that was a big wake-up call for me that I was becoming 19-year-old John Moore was becoming part of something really neat, in my opinion, that I was in a place where I could know about things before they happened, which I thought was pretty special and pretty unique at the time, Tom.
Yeah, it really was. I was just getting involved in ham radio, and I had a very simple, low-cost shortwave receiver, and I heard some of the ham operators on there talking about it. Some of them had, and I didn't hear the distress signals directly, but I heard the discussion about it, and I'm sure it was hours behind, since they were on the other side of the world, basically, from, you know, where we were here in Missouri. But I did hear quite a bit of discussion about it, and some of those guys had actually heard the, had intercepted and heard the distress calls, because the radio operators on that vessel, some of the, I guess their satellites were wiped out during the attack. They had such serious damage that they, some of their antennas were ripped up, so they were able to get back on the air, and they went on some of the HF frequencies. I don't know if they were right in the ham radio bands or not, but boy, these guys were talking about it. I don't know if they were using voice or Morse code. John, it's been a long time. I was 13 years old, but I'll never forget
it.
And it was a quite a wake-up call for me. Of course, then in the fall when school started, I was telling everybody I knew about that, and they all thought I was crazy. Nobody really knew anything about it, including one of the teachers I had, who was a World War II Navy radio man.
And he was
happy that I had learned Morse code and was now getting on the ham radio. He thought that was very interesting. He wasn't a ham operator himself, although he could have very easily become one. But when I told him about the USS Liberty, he did not believe it. He said that could never happen. And my dad told me the same thing. That can't happen. He said Israel is an ally. And, well, we know now it did happen. And it was a very sorry event.
Well, it was, and it was certainly a black mark on our country, because President Johnson stopped our own Navy from protecting our own Navy. We had Navy jet fighters ready to intercept and shoot down the Israeli jet fighters, is what should have happened and was not allowed to happen. There was one Israeli pilot who refused orders and returned to base without firing on the American ship. I'm sure he was probably court-martialed, but
yes,
he did,
John,
the right.
I always wondered. Right? I always wondered what happened to that gentleman.
Well, he did the right thing for the right reasons, and I'm sure he paid a steep price for that, and was very likely. Well, I'm sure he was disciplined. I don't know how severely, because we simply don't know. But at least one man, one Israeli pilot, stood up and did the right thing for the right reasons, putting himself and his career in great jeopardy and risk. So yes, I have a remembrance. I have a couple of things at my website regarding the USS Liberty. Let's just go right there right now. This is important stuff. Just to help keep it in front of people's minds, top right-hand side of my homepage, Field Training Exercise USS Liberty. The USS Liberty has nothing to do with the field training exercise. I just gave that name to help keep it the awareness in people's minds. And then scrolling down my home page, the first special video I have relates to the USS Liberty movie, and it gives the website for the movie. It's USSLibertyMovie.com. I say again, USSLibertyMovie.com, which hopefully is about ready for release. I don't know what the status of that is, Tom. I haven't looked at that for about 6 months when I interviewed one of the gentlemen associated with this movement. And I assume he's standing on the deck of the USS Liberty. I don't know where he's standing. It's obviously appears to be a naval ship of some sort where the spokesman is standing there, and perhaps it is the USS Liberty. So yes, people need to remember that, and remember the there was lots of guilty parties there. The Israeli military was guilty, and President Johnson was guilty. That was basically treason at that point in time. He gave aid and comfort to an enemy, and Israel at that morning, enemy was an enemy of ours since they were attacking us. By default, of course, they were an enemy. And President Johnson withheld our Navy from supporting and defending our men in uniform on the USS Liberty. I don't want to dwell on that any longer, Tom. I think it has been sufficiently covered. And moving on from there, something we talk about and mention frequently, Tom, is that effective, immediate radio communications during a crisis could easily be a matter of life and death, couldn't it?
Yes, sir, that's very true. And, of course, John, we're talking about the power supplies, uninterruptible power supplies. If you don't have the power to run this radio equipment, you could use it for a doorstop or a boat anchor or something like that. So you have to have your battery systems, generators, if you're going to use that, uninterruptible power supplies if you're using that, solar panels, whatever. You need to really get that equipment set up properly constructed well ahead of any serious event where it would be required to be put to use. I like these UPS systems, John. Let me give everybody a little tip here where you can pick these up for practically nothing.
Okay.
Sometimes 100% free. You'll see these collection points where they old batteries and they pick up old cans of paint and household chemicals and lawn fertilizer that's left over and toxic materials. And a community will have those, and they gather this stuff up. Well, you'll see car batteries and things like that. I've gone to those to dispose of similar items, only to find some of these UPS systems sitting there. What happens is the internal batteries go bad,
right.
And then people want to throw those away, but they know that there's batteries, and typically they're lead-acid batteries, and they don't want to put those in the environment, and that's good that they are thinking like that, rather than just throwing it in regular trash. So they drop those things off, and many times you can go there and talk to the people and say, look, the only thing that you're concerned about is those lead-acid batteries. Let's open this thing up right now. I'll remove the batteries and just take the electronics. Just tell them you want it for your ham radio equipment. And you're going to help the community and so on. And they're usually very agreeable to that. I picked up two really nice UPS systems, and these were not tiny ones. These were rather large that would run an entire office, and they came from the local city hall here. The batteries went bad, and they got different units and put those out there with the collection point, and they let me take them, and they were, one of them was like about 2.5 kilowatts, and the other one I think was about 4 kilowatts or something like
those
that.
Those are
huge. They were relatively large.
Those are huge.
Yeah, I've,
absolutely.
I've got one that's 8 kilowatts, and they're usually rated in what's called KVA, but everybody likes to talk kilowatts, but typically right. they're rated at KVA, and so you have to, well, I don't want to get real technical, but the kilowatt rating will be about 80% of the KVA rating, and sometimes they'll print that on the side of the unit, but it doesn't matter. You could just look at how heavy they are. If they're real heavy, they'll supply a lot of power. And a lot of that weight comes from the batteries, but there's some big transformers and things like that in there, too, that weighs them quite a bit. And all you have to do then is get that unit, get the batteries out, let the collection people see that you've put the batteries over there for recycling, that's a good thing to do, and then take that UPS system, all the electronics that's left over, take that home and extend those wires that did go to the batteries, extend those wires to the outside of the case, and connect up some deep cycle marine batteries, either one large battery or several deep cycle batteries connected in parallel to get the proper voltage that you need. But you'll add to the operating capacity of that unit. They're usually rated for about 20 minutes. But if you put a large enough battery on there, you could run that thing for days.
Right, right. I've done similar things, Tom, and I'm glad we're doing this show because I do have a private source for getting those UPS systems at no charge also that I really hadn't even thought about until we did this show. So I'm glad this topic came up because I'll probably pick up a couple of more of those units to reinforce what I already have. So let's talk a little bit about what size people would need. Let's take your average home office, which would have a PC, a printer, maybe a couple other pieces of equipment. How would a person determine what size UPS unit they need?
Okay, well, what you'd have to do is go around and look at all the different equipment that you want to operate on there. Now, the downside
we'll
is that
wrap,
you have
we'll
anything...
have to wrap this after the break, Tom. We'll get to this last segment after the break. Hold on, everybody.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. Okay, Tom, let's get a summary here of how a person can determine what size UPS unit they need.
Well, you need to go around and look at every piece of equipment that you want to operate on that system and then add up all their wattages. Your computer might be 500 watts. Some of the computer, the modern equipment is a lot lower power, but the computer equipment is very important, of course. If you want, you can run other things, not just computers. You could put a television on there. These newer flat-screen televisions take very low current, so that's good. But you have to look at the wattage ratings. It'll be listed on that equipment. Add it all up, and then maybe a refrigerator. Now, you have to really pay attention when you connect anything to any type of an inverter or generator system, for that matter, anything that has a motor in it. That's called an inductive load, and when that motor starts up, it's going to take 5 to 7 times the running current or the running wattage to get started, but that's only for a fraction of a second, maybe a half second, something like that at the most, and then that motor's up to speed, and then it smooths out. But if you try to start multiple loads, let's just say you have a deep freeze and a refrigerator and maybe a ceiling fan or something like that. Those are all inductive loads. Those all have motors. And when they start up, if they started up simultaneously, especially after an outage, where they're all ready to get going as soon as the power comes back on, that's going to be a heck of a load, and that would be difficult to get going with a UPS system. So you want to to sequence those loads. Put the refrigerator on first and let it go for a little bit, and then maybe the next item that has a motor in it, whether it be a ceiling fan or another critical load would be the blower in your furnace. You would want that to be able to run. Unfortunately, unless you have very deep pockets and a huge UPS system or generator, forget about your air conditioning. That's going to have to. Yeah, that's going on the back burner for a while, because that takes a huge load. In fact, most people will notice sometimes as soon as their air conditioner starts up, they might see the lights dim for a fraction of a second. That's how much power those things take to get started. So
central air conditioning. People may want, if they have people with underlying health conditions, they may want to consider a window unit. So at least one room could be cool, because that could be a matter of life and death also for people with certain health conditions, and would not require nearly as much power as the air conditioning in the entire home.
Yeah, that's very true, and I was going to mention that. That's so true, John. A small window unit could easily run off of a larger size UPS system, but then you have to have the battery capacity to back that up. So my setup has always been a medium-sized UPS, 2.5 kilowatts, 4 kilowatts. I have that larger one that's it's around 7.5 or 8 kilowatts, and with the battery banks to back up, and you can recharge those batteries with your generator. This way,
that's
your
right.
generator doesn't have to run all the time.
That's right. Tom, thank you, sir, and we appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. Back to Dr. Phil Meyerstein.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings
men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green
here on Friday, the 8th day of June. Prepper tip of the day. It's summertime, and it may sound counterintuitive, but merino wool socks. They are quite comfortable in the hot weather, believe it or not. I've been wearing my merino wool socks every summer now for about 10 or 12 years. Get yourself a pair. Just buy one pair, and you'll be probably very delighted, as I was, to find out how comfortable feet can be in hot weather wearing merino wool socks. Okay, this hour we have Dr. Phil Myers. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. And we're going to talk about health and well-being. And I'm scrolling down here to the note that Dr. Myers sent me so I can get that up and running. Very nice note about some interesting ways to help people achieve the life that they want to have. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, John. How's everything this morning?
Really good, sir. Well, this note you sent me yesterday is, I think, very valuable, and we're going to talk about it. And if people want more details, they need to go to your website. That's Phi, P-H-I, Papa Hotel India, PhiWholeness.com. And get all the details. Is this article posted at your website now, sir?
Yeah, so these are going to be the health, because we each week we do our health tip of the week, and then when people go to my website and they download the free ebook, which goes over the 5 protocol, which goes over your emotional, your physical, and your biochemical mastery points, that everything that we talk about with our health tip of the week, this email that's going to go out gives you basically a health question of the week. It's a thing to ponder. And so we look through what's the thing that we're looking for, what's the problem, and what's your solution, and what's the things that you can do for yourself each and every single time to make your life just a little bit more awesome than it was the previous day, and not to diminish the previous day that was already also awesome. But then each and every single day, in every single moment, you're looking at each area of your life and kind of saying, okay, what can I do right now, or what can I let myself experience right now that would continue building upon this awesomeness, this progression of health that I'm looking for in those areas of my life? And so each week, everybody's going to get an email, and then we do the show, then we send that show out to everybody, and then following us on Instagram and Facebook, you then continually get supported in everything that we talked about this particular week. So this week, our health tip of the week, we're going about celebration and finding ways to celebrate wins, whether they're big wins, which we all love the big wins, but also really focusing on the small wins. And don't look at big wins and small wins as like, oh, this little thing or this huge thing. If you, a win's a win. It's like if you hit, like if you take a baseball analogy, if you get on, if you hit the ball and get on base, that's a win. And some people, just hitting the ball's a win, and it's just as big of a win for them as the person that hits the grand slam home run. It's all relative to the developmental stage that you're at or your experiential stage, because it's not about how much more developed a person is. It's about their stage of ability. You're not going to judge, and the biggest part about it is letting go of judgment. You're not going to judge a baby for only being able to crawl, whereas you can run and walk, but their accomplishment is just as strong as your accomplishment when they recognize, oh my God, I can get up on all fours and rock back and forth? Coolest thing ever.
Right,
and then you're
right.
Like, wow, I was able to do that 5-mile walk today. Coolest thing ever. Never done that before. So you look at your accomplishments, what you've done in your life and what you're currently capable and able to do. And so by celebrating your big and your small wins, you learn to let go of your judgments, your fears, your worries, your anxieties about not being able to accomplish things. You start learning to get rid of all your can'ts, your not able to's, and you specifically also really get to get rid of your I won'ts. And it's like you get to see what will you do? What is the step that you want to take and that you're going to take? And you start seeing these little shifts each and every single time. So that's kind of how the whole sequence is going to go every single week. So the biggest bang for your buck is follow us on follow Phi Wholeness. That's PHIWHOLENESS, Phi Wholeness on Facebook and or Instagram. Obviously, download the Phi Protocol on the PhiWholeness.com website. Go to John's website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the links page. That will bring it also to there. And participating in the conversation is huge. So when you're here, when you're listening to the show live, if you are, call in. Ask questions about what we're talking about or things that have been talked about in the past. Go on Facebook and Instagram. Start what we call liking the posts, because that activates the conversation. And post comments like, wow, you're talking about big wins and small wins. So how is it that I can differentiate between what's a big win and what's a small win? How am I able to actually celebrate that win? Like, what's that actually look like? So if you're unfamiliar with these things, these are questions that you can post and that will benefit not only you, but also benefit the community. Because when you ask questions and we open up dialogue, that's going to help out so many other people. Because if you're dealing with it, you know someone else is too.
Well, Doctor, it's ironic. I read this note you sent this morning, health tip celebrating all your accomplishments. I came to realize that in my own way, I've had my own system for right at half a century. I became a list maker to make a list typically the night before the day I would be doing whatever I was doing. And as the day went on, I would cross off each item as I accomplished it. And I don't know if I would regard it as a celebration, but it would give me a good feeling to draw that line through each matter, what might be going to the post office, going to the bank, meeting with a client, getting the car repaired, cross it off. And just the act of crossing it off gave me a sense of accomplishment knowing that that was done and was off the list. So that was my own way of doing the what you're saying there for the past half century that's served me well. People need to make their own system up, don't they, sir?
It's really cool. And one of the biggest things, the way you've done it is the way I used to do it all the time, too. And it's like you make a to-do list. And as you do, you accomplish. Now, that's one way of doing it. And for a lot of us, it is a really, really awesome stepping stone of accomplishment and celebration of your big and your small wins. The other way is to let go of the doing and literally allow you to give yourself the opportunity to stop and look around at the fruits of your labor and see what is actually showing up for you in that exact moment. It's like, wow, I actually just in this present moment recognized something that I was able to accomplish. Like, wow, I was actually able to not get stressed out about this event because I allowed myself to see that by staying present in this experience, I was able to address any type of thing that happened and then see it come through, see it happen by my participation in it, by the people that I'm around participation in it, and see, wow, I actually did that. For example, I went out to lunch, and I'm going to go choose. It's not the most ideal restaurant for me to go to. They really don't follow my type of eating protocol. It's really hard to look at the menu and know what's, quote-unquote, non-toxic or non-inflammatory. But my small win is, okay, I'm going to go here, and I'm going to look at this menu, and I'm going to choose to make a very smart decision on what it is I'm going to do. Now, in that moment, if I'm looking at this menu, it's like, wow, there is literally nothing here. Because of what I've done in my past, I've trained myself to, quote-unquote, be able to fast. And it's like, you know what? There's really nothing here. I'm really not that hungry. I've fasted through lunch before. You know what? I'm just not going to eat at this restaurant, and I'm going to have, like, I'll let my friends order, and they're going to have their meal, and I am okay with that decision. So, wow, I made a really good choice here, and so you revel in that win. But it wasn't during the day that I had, on my to-do list, I'm going to make sure that I make healthy choices for lunches. But sometimes in the beginning, you have to do that. It's like lunch on your calendar, make healthy choice for lunch.
Right.
9 o'clock, morning meditation. Sometimes you have to put those things in your calendar to do while in the process of learning to just experience. So as your life goes, you kind of go from your more of your doing actions to more of your experience, awareness, revelations. And here's the thing. As you move away from a to-do, you'll start noticing you're way less stressed, way less intense in having to do or having to accomplish. And you'll start noticing, wow, life just feels so much more fluid, so much easier, and way less on deadlines or have to get stuff done. Now, granted, we have deadlines sometimes. Bills are due, projects are ready, that test is going to be this day. having, that's why in the beginning, it's really smart to have your to-do list and then also learn to just experience life for what it is. Give yourself an opportunity to say, you know what? Every day I choose, like this is something I do. One of my to-dos is to choose at some moment in my day to take at least a half hour to an hour and completely center myself in meditation. Whether that be I'm going to do a breathing meditation, I'm going to listen to a podcast on body activations or whatever it is. And I choose each day to do that. Now, some days I'll get that done first thing in the morning. Like yesterday was done first thing in the morning. Today, not so much. But I know that my afternoon is wide open and it will show up eventually in my afternoon. And if anything, it'll show up right before I go to bed. Because I know at the nighttime, I always just put on some type of guided music or meditation that helps me quiet my mind and fall into a deep-seated hypnotic REM sleep. And so I do that every single night. So no matter what happens, even if I quote-unquote don't do it, I know that that's always going to be accomplished because at the end of the day, I always have it set up for a win. Now, in the beginning, that wasn't so.
It does take some work. It does take some time, doesn't it, Doctor?
It does. And so that's why in the beginning, setting up a to-do list is really helpful. Now, again, we're here to set yourself up for success. So just like if you're going to do a setup for if you're sports, you're setting yourself up on the line. You're setting yourself up at the plate. You're setting yourself up for whatever to do that next task because you show up. And that's the biggest thing. When you work on reveling in your wins is show up and you win every single time. And how does one show up? I've learned over time, it was like, okay, I need to, first I was like, okay, well, if I want to go work out, I need to show up at the gym.
Right.
That's pretty easy, right?
It's
you just show up and just do something.
Right.
But also showing up is also being present. Because when your mind is stuck in your past of shoulda, woulda, couldas, need to have done something different, wish life would have been this, that, or the other, you're not present and you're not showing up. Or if you're in your future, it's like, oh, wow, my future is going to look like this if this doesn't happen. Or I need to do this in order to get this done so this is the next thing that will happen. You're always stuck in your future, and you're not showing up in your present.
Good point,
so
Doctor.
You,
we have a break.
You want to start showing.
Hold that thought. We had a break. We'll be right back. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of June, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. If you're interested in what we're talking about, here's what you do. Go to his website. That's Phi Holdness, Papa Hotel India, PhiHoldness.com. There's a link to my website at the link at my links page. And start reading, and you can download the article we're talking about and sign up to get a new article every week, can't they, Doctor?
Yeah, every week you'll be as long as you're on the email list. Every week you'll get you'll get the email that goes through everything that we're talking about, and then you'll also get the follow up on the archive because some people can't listen live to this show, so you'll get the archive downloaded right to you as well, or you can always find it going to the Republic Broadcasting or thelibertyman.com as well, and so you just keep in the conversation. It's really great.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well. This is a tremendous service you're providing to everybody listening here, because we have listeners all over the planet, literally lots of Europe, listeners in Europe and Australia and New Zealand. And it doesn't matter where you are, they can participate and get benefits from this, can't they, Doctor?
Absolutely. And my objective and my goal is to basically give out as much as I can that is better than what most people pay for. And so, because it's all out there. All this information's out there, everything from your mental stresses, your physical stresses, and your biochemical stresses. Everything's out there to learn how to do it, to experience the shifts and the changes. But is it their profession to do that, or do they have the quote-unquote time to connect all the dots? And so when you're following a person like me who's connected a lot of dots, I can then help support you in accelerating the learning curve. And that's huge when you start this, because the learning curve of a lot of this stuff is pretty intense.
It is. It is. Yes. And it can be daunting. It definitely can be daunting.
And here's the cool part, and that's why – we're talking about this type of celebration of your accomplishments. It can be so daunting. It's like just looking at the fact of, like, for example, when I decided to get into exercise, all I knew how to do was a push-up.